Abortion is again on the docket at the Supreme Court, this time over the widely used abortion pill mifepristone. The Biden administration is arguing to preserve access to the drug after a federal judge in Texas said it should be restricted. The Supreme Court is expected to weigh in today. Chelsea Yeoman is an attorney with Human Coalition. That's a group that hopes to end access to abortion throughout the United States and filed an amicus brief in the Texas case. Mrs. Yeoman, thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
How are you feeling about today? As I said, your organization's goal, you're very clear about that, is to end abortion throughout the United States. Do you think that goal is in sight?
You know, we, a Human Coalition, serve women every single day who are seeking abortion across the country. And we served about 250,000 women throughout COVID, really trying to help them get on their feet. And when we talk to them, 76% say they would prefer to parent if their circumstances were different. Hmm. And so I think seeing a country where we as a society come alongside women instead of encouraging them to do the thing they don't want to do, which is actually have an abortion,
that was
our goal.
Okay, that wasn't my question, but I'm going to move on. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, that the FDA was hasty 20 years ago when it approved mifepristone. That they say they weren't, but let's just say, for the sake of argument, that they were. We've had 20 years of independent data, not pushed by advocacy groups on either side, that says it is safe. What is your legal argument for seeking a ban on mifepristone now?
That is a great question. I'm so glad you asked it. Actually, in 20 years, the FDA did not require reporting adverse events besides death for the pill. So they actually have not proven up that it is safe and effective. Contrarily, there was a longitudinal study done that shows 35% of women who take the mifepristone end up in the ER within 30 days. It's dangerous. It causes hemorrhage. It's not as safe as a Tylenol. Tylenol doesn't cause rupture of membranes for ectopic pregnancies. We're serving these women sometimes in the middle of their abortions, calling us panicking about what they're experiencing and what their bodies are experiencing.
Well, I'm not going to argue with what people are calling you about, because I wouldn't have any access to that, but I will say I read the amicus brief, and it is filled with statistics, which is, again, generated by an advocacy group like yours. And I would say, from a journalistic perspective, we would not find that any more credible, more or less, than statistics generated by any advocacy group, including NARAL or Planned Parenthood. That being said, an independent researcher, the Kaiser Family Foundation, says medication abortion has a 0.4% risk of major complications and a mortality rate of less than 0.001%. The FDA says the risk of death by penicillin is 4 times greater. And for a further point, tragically, childbirth in the U.S. is arguably far more dangerous for all women, especially for black women. The most recent numbers we could find from the CDC said that the mortality rate among non-Hispanic white women in childbirth was 27 deaths per 100,000 procedures. For black women, childbirth in the U.S. was 70 deaths per 100,000 procedures. That's worse than Mexico. Given all of that, what is the argument that this is the banning mifepristone actually makes women safer?
Yes, the longitudinal study actually compared Medicaid data and ER visits and reporting from the doctors themselves across thousands and thousands of hospitals and women. And in that study, they found 35% of women end up in the ER with complications from the chemical abortion pill. That's astronomical when you think about it. And when you understand as well that that doesn't even include the FDA not requiring reporting of adverse events, it's not safe for women. You know, Tylenol doesn't cause hemorrhage. Tylenol doesn't cause sepsis.
And again,
Tylenol doesn't produce a dead body.
And again, that longitudinal study comes from an advocacy group like yours, and I think that's important to point that out. Not an independent research group like Kaiser,
you know,
etc. But before we let you go, tell us about
women in Louisiana actually have died since December. I spoke with the district attorneys, and so that's from pills that are coming internationally.
Okay.
It's a crisis out there for women. I think it's important for them to know that.
Okay. Before we let you go, what court cases or legislation on the state or national level is your organization looking to support next? And we're particularly interested, as briefly as you can, what if the Texas judge's order banning mifepristone is overturned? What's the next move?
Well, I think the next move, of course, as we are committed to serving pregnant women, is to be there for them, to be there as a safety net, and to understand that children aren't disposable across the country, to be there to serve them and do that. And additionally, I think it's important to note that we want to be a voice for women whose voices aren't getting a platform. We're serving them. We know when they're traumatized, what they experience in their abortions, and we want to be there for them.
Chelsea Yeoman is an attorney with Human Coalition. That's an advocacy group that hopes to eliminate abortion in the United States. Chelsea Yeoman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.